IPMNation.com.
Live from the Outpost Studios in Columbus, Ohio, you're listening to All Natural Being with Brian Brody. Brought to you by IPMNation.com. Get ready for the gong heard round the world.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is not a drill.
Natural Being. Warning, All Natural Being with Brian Brody is designed to shake your sense of self to the core.
It's full contact psychology with an empowering twist, a philosophical loofah for your soul.
For those of you not ready or comfortable releasing your inner superhuman, listener discretion is advised.
Here's your host,
Brian Brody.
Well, there we go. Into every life, a little rain must fall. Welcome, and thank you for stopping by. What, you know, if you do the math, you sharpen your pencil, get it all put together there, we're into the 402nd episode of the number one rated show here on IPM Nation. And of course, I'm talking about All Natural Being and the gong heard around the world. I thought I'd take a little something. I set something up today because sometimes it gets so stressed out right at the beginning of the show. Look at this. Here's a gong that just hangs. Now, when you hear it, right? That's not too bad. Broadcast as it happens, thanks to our good friends at Telestream's Wirecast, live from the new and hopefully improved, what is it called now? Oh, Counterpunch. Counterpunch Studios here in Columbus, Ohio, directly to IPMNation.com and multicast live on Facebook and over at AllNaturalBeing.com. Although, I'm told tonight it may not be broadcasting on BrianBrody.com. We're having a technical issue over there, I suspect. But rest assured, the show will be up immediately following on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, not on Twitter. Another technical glitch. Strike two. Well, and over on Twitter. Greetings wherever you are, here in the Garden of Mortals, the labyrinth of life itself, the ups and downs, the lefts, the rights, the pivots, the swerves, the flukes, the whims, the sheer havoc of the synchronicity and serendipity of it all. Blind alleys and cul-de-sacs, but never, there you go, never a dead end. You know what? Let's just try this. Let's just take never a dead end. We're always putting your heart's highest priority, top of your list. So let's just take a quick call from Wayne. Wayne, how are you, sir?
Right. All I've got to do is point the domain to this.
Dude, I'm on air. I'd really like to talk about this, but maybe we could do it later.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, so, you know, like I said, into a little life, the rain, some rain must fall. But greetings wherever you are, here in the Garden of Mortals, the labyrinth of life itself. Let me just do this quickly. Let me get him back on the line. Hey, can... sorry about this. Hey, can I text you Alex's number if you're certain you know what it's up, what he's up against?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Excuse me, please stand by. Let me do this. Share contact. Dun da, da, dun 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 dun. Yeah, I don't know why I would. Let me see. Wait. Oh, we'll try it that way. All right, but greetings wherever you are here in the Garden of Mortals. As you know, the labyrinth of life itself, the ups and downs, the lefts, the rights, the pivots, the swerves, all of that. The flukes and the whims. I think I said this already, but just, you know, the sheer havoc of the synchronicity and serendipity of it all, including something like this, you know, big thing, and then so we have a couple technical glitches. But never a dead end, that is, until we decide to ultimately tap out, which we absolutely refuse to do here on the show. We're always putting your heart's highest priority top of the list, always calling on your true wit and wisdom and wallop of your inner whisper. Not some watered-down version of you, but the true you, the real you. Not the tepid you. Who wants to give a run at life with tepid? Who wants to get in, like, lukewarm attitude? You're here to out-brutal the brutal, to cut. Right? To at least counterpunch the cut and shuffle that fate can deal you on a daily basis, and to bring your own bold once and for all. But before we hit it this evening, a quick hello to my friends here in the United States and Canada. Let's do this. My good friends in Mexico, the UK, dear friends in Ecuador, China, the Philippines, Brazil, India, Australia, Germany, Italy, France, Nigeria, Turkey, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, Belgium, Sweden, Israel, South Africa, Egypt, and Puerto Rico, Kenya and the Netherlands, Iran, Colombia, Greece, Ireland, Argentina, Peru, Austria, Poland. To those joining us from all over the globe, it truly is great to have you with us, and I'm fired up to be driving your bandwagon, to be your virtual hitchhiker, to be, as I say every night I'm live, avidly you. Because you know what I love about being avidly you? I'm your biggest fan. I get to hang with you. I get to say, no matter what you decide, I'm confident you can pull it off. So what are we waiting for? Here's your opportunity to mortal up, because it's time to love the way you think. It's time to be your all-natural being. It's time for you to bring your grit, your unique grit, to the relentless grip of life. So what do you say? Let's go kick in some doors. And again, my apologies for those little glitches there earlier. I guess it's funny, right? I get eyeballs all the time in the feed telling me to watch what the time is. And then I get a call 5 minutes after we're into the show. So, yeah, go to your figure. What are you going to do with that? All right, let's quickly jump in the feed, see what... Now my phone doesn't even recognize me. That's just special, isn't it? Let me see what's going on over here in the feed. Candace, good evening. Wayne, good evening. Nice to see you. Marcellus, good evening. At least the gong is still there. I know, Candace, I feel you. I'm absolutely with you. But in keeping with that, Candace, you should know a lot of the stuff is healed. Like, you may recognize this, right? It's all close by. Here's my garbage dumpster that I think most people's brains act like a garbage dumpster, right? Toxic waste dump, everything going in there. And you go, hey, no binge thinking. Don't let people in with cans of spray paint to write on your gray matter, right? Cognitive spray paint. Don't let them in to ruin your train of thought. So there you go. My garbage dumpster is still there. What's another one that I could probably show? Ooh, I like this one. You remember from the set? I've got the gargoyle, right, that is designed to scare away evil spirits. And what would a gargoyle be if you didn't have an evil spirit for it to scare away, right? So,
get out of here, get out of here. Oh, okay.
See, so they're still here on the set. You don't have to worry about that. What else do I still have? Oh, the Weeping Buddha. I looked today to try to find the bigger version of this. I got a big one here, some of the studio, but everything's all tore up and everything else. But there, Candace, is the Weeping Buddha, never very far away. Oh, you'll love this one. Now, a lot of people ask me about this. They go, well, why do you have the religious icon? Let me see what the backdrop is here. The religious iconography of Shiva, right, from the Hindu faith, could very well be. But then you might go, wait a minute, isn't that the same symbol? Life-size version that's outside of the particle accelerator in CERN, and you'd be absolutely right. The massive collider. So it is, for me, whenever I look at this, it's a bridge between science and religion. When I say ancient philosophy and cutting-edge science, that's what I think about. Oh, and you'll be happy to know the Holy Grail, in my estimation, the Grail is still here with the actual beads that I collected and strung together, I don't know if you can see them, strung together during my time in that cave on Wudong Mountain in China. So there is my Holy Grail. And so we'll go over through the rest of the week of the different things that we can find. Thank you, Marcellus, very much. I appreciate it. Let's take a quick call if we can figure out who's calling here. Let's take a quick call, see what's going on. This says number two. Good evening. Welcome to All Natural Being. Who's this? Hello, is it me? Did I do something wrong? Hello?
Ah.
Hello?
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 Okay. Well, I think that's the problem with sometimes when you call in, when you're not calling in on a phone, that you haven't worked out the, I don't necessarily, maybe haven't worked out the microphone or whatever else. But please, if you would, give us a call back. Candace, thank you very much. You feel better now. I'll continue to highlight them because, you know, some of the consultants were like, oh, the set's too busy. Marcellus, you'll be happy to see as always. Here's the Monkey's Fist. For those of you that don't know about Monkey's Fists, if you're into ice climbing or rock climbing or any of these other things going on, you sometimes you got to throw some rope. Right? You just have a piece of rope and you go, well, that's not going to go very far if I throw it. So you have to tie the end of the rope into what's called a monkey's fist, and that makes it heavy and formidable enough to be able to throw it across a crevasse or to pass it to a person that may not be right hand over hand, may not be right next to you. So you make a monkey's fist, and that's what happens. Candace, you disagree. Well, thank you so very much for your feedback. I super appreciate it. And you're right. At least the gong is still here, and I hope you like the setup that we have. Let's give it another shot. Good evening. Welcome to All Natural Being. Who's this?
Well, this may just be the lunatic you're looking for.
Oh, hey, listen, brother. You're always the lunatic I'm looking for, pal. Hey.
What's going on, brother?
That's what I came up with, Weird Lee, right? I'm in it all the time. Yeah, so, I wanted to just address quickly, Lee, because we have this, and Candace said that she misses all the stuff that's on the set. But, Candace, here's the thing. What I've done now is I've wired the gong, right? Because I'll be running around going, where's the gong? Where's the gong? Well, now I have it very technical, right? Here you go. So we go like this, and we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all set. You go.
Very nice.
So now, two things. It's like having an extra set of hands. And I'm not looking around for where did I put that damn mallet anyways. So now the gong is right where it needs to be. It does a little bit of double duty when it swings into it. And I don't have to wonder where I put the mallet. Because sometimes I use the other mallet.
Okay.
I don't think it sounds as good. So, and I still have the tuning forks, right? Everything, the set is still here. It's just off camera. I have my crystal ball, which I really like. Look at that blue stripe right through there, Lee. I have my crystal ball.
Right.
So everything, Candace, is still nearby. I should show this one because everyone's like, what about the statue of David? Fear not. The statue of David is still here, ready to go, dressed
That's
for the
right.
range. He's got his goggles.
Thank you and all.
Hearing protection, right? He's got everything he needs.
Yep.
So the statue of David.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Right. Okay, I was thinking of the other statue of David
With the hanky around his waist. Yeah, I don't know where that made it off to. He's somewhere here. But we'll just go over each time a little bit more, Candace and Marcellus, of some of the different pieces of gear that are still here on the set. But enough about me. Lee, how the heck are you? And what are you up to tonight, brother?
You know, I am just so on fire.
Good.
Now, just to see all of the developments that have been happening in the last few days with 81 to win, and you know, and all the things, different things we're going to. It's just, there's hardly a day that goes by that somebody doesn't call or message me and go, I've been watching you guys, and you're about to just absolutely blow up.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's just, I hear that all the time. And it's I totally see it because what you're doing is so authentic and so profound.
Thank you, brother.
That it's going to resonate with a lot of people.
Well, I most certainly hope so. It's let me say hello here quickly in the thread, Lee, to someone you may know, Carla. Nice to see your icon pop up. Also, Kelly is watching. Kelly, I want you to know, even though we talk all the time about redoing the set. I know Candace is not crazy about it, but we're trying. It says the first mug that I got from Kelly, trust the process, the universe knows. And I love that. So that's right here with me every night. So it's like we got rid of the set, but we didn't, right? It's just like things that might be right out of your mind. But Lee, I'll tell you, I absolutely agree about 81 to win. And I wanted to, we were going to do a big unveiling tonight. We were going to do all these other things. And then I was told literally 30 seconds before we went on air that the website is down. So I would like to say, I know, right? I was working with our crack staff to figure out what that problem is. But they guarantee me that they will have brianbrody.com/81towin will be up so that there's a place for people to go and learn about everything that that has been happening over the last week. So I absolutely share your enthusiasm. And let me say, Lee, thank you for everything that you've done, because it's really been like a cattle prod, right? It's really helped launch everything we want to do. So there. So thank you.
Could we say wrecking ball? Do you think that will be an accurate analogy?
Well, I don't think wrecking ball. Oh, I do love the jackhammer, the delicacy of a jackhammer. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, and that was a good one.
Yeah, we have remember the movie Deliverance? Remember the song Dueling Banjos? I have Candace says boring set. I miss all the stuff. And Kelly, Kelly says, love the new look. So there's my perfect yin-yang, right? Because I really dig Kelly. Okay. I really dig Candace. One likes the set. One doesn't like the set. So we're going to keep at it. But as I say, everything is just off camera. You know, people say, what's your favorite drink? Well, of course, my favorite drink is olive oil. Well, I know you're thinking, Brian, you have a shot of olive oil? Every day, shot of olive oil. Olive oil, it's good for you. So see, the set didn't go away. It's just incognito.
No.
It's as boring as it may be, Candace, it's just kind of camouflaged. But we have the new Mortal Up bumper sticker. Let me play Vanna White for a minute. Ooh,
we do.
Look. Oh, I'll go from this way.
We do.
Anyone wants to buy a vowel?
And here's the thing. If we cleaned up the set a little bit so that we could focus on what's really interesting, which is us.
Yeah. Yeah. The people calling in. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I think anyway.
Yeah.
That wasn't narcissistic or anything, right?
No, not at all. It's got to be more about me. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I think what I liked about the old set, to be honest, was that I got to hide behind a bunch of stuff, right? I got to.
Sure.
It's like I could talk about these different things, but this, boy, it's not you. Well, thank you, Candace, again. Although, Candace, I can be terribly boring at times, so this set might be a little more like me than you think it is. But in any event, Lee, getting back to 81 to win, I'm very fired up. I'm very excited. It's just that the site is down for some reason, and Wayne called me, and Alex called me, and they're working feverishly, right?
Okay.
Like Amazon Packers at Christmas, at the holidays, they're working feverishly to get it back up.
Cool. Okay. Well, you know, I know we've got some new people on the show listening tonight. So, you know, since the site is currently being revived,
right?
You know, you want to do a quick run through of how this all came to be?
Sure. Why not? 81 to win is just my attempt.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. 81 to win is my attempt. Alex, good evening. Oh, Wayne says site is back up. Well, Wayne, thank you very much. Site is back up. So,
good job, guys.
Lee, can you test that out for me while we're doing this? And then if you say, it's good, I'll have you put the link right in the post itself. So thank you all very much.
Yep.
So 81 to win started out.
No, we don't trust you guys.
No, I have full trust in Wayne and Alex. Full trust. Right. So I just don't have full trust in me from any given moment to the next. But Candace says on 81, you better bring and put it all back. Candace, let me tell you, we have so much stuff ready for 81 to win. Lee's going to hang upside down in a gravity chair. I mean, there's just bits and shtick and stuff. And Ashley calls it tchotchkes. Right? Stuff that's most important to me in the world, she calls it tchotchkes. But in any event, all of that, Alex says, brianbrody.com, see more. We're back live. So what I think Alex meant to say is brianbrody.com/81to win. So if you go to brianbrody.com/81to win, Lee has written some excellent copy. There's a little video, but a thumbnail of it is, most everyone here knows, I was diagnosed with a golf ball sized brain tumor a couple of years back, went through 4 brain surgeries, swing, whiff, yawn. Everyone's got a sad tale. But when I recovered, and I'm a month out from my, hopefully is my final brain surgery, I recovered from a month out, and Lee, as you know, I picked a local radio station and said, look, I'll volunteer. I'll rake leaves. I'll empty waste cans. I'm no good at anything automotive, right? I'm not like my friend Brian Bouchard. Well, I'm not good at anything automotive, so I don't think I would volunteer for the carpool. But I'll do anything else I can to, right, If you promise Lee will be hanging upside down, there we go. Lee, as I tell people all the time, you're just a walking, talking olive branch. That's all you are. You're a compromise olive branch. Candace says she'll let the gear, the tchotchke stuff, she'll let that go if Lee is hanging upside down in a gravity chair. Yeah, we're going to have that, Candace. Wait till you see. And I'm trying to get him to do this whole bit about templatized copy sucks, and Lee will be dressed as a vampire hanging upside. I don't want to give too much away. It's very technical. But Lee will be hanging upside down acting like a vampire. Eh, so there you go.
That's what we'll do. We will do it. Yes. Short of a felony, I'm up for anything.
That's right. Well, let's not
even choose my felony.
Let's not disparage felonies. I don't want to be triggered.
Okay,
just saying. So, but what we'll be doing in 81 to win is that it's my attempt. And believe me, I wish I could have 100 people, but Guinness is pretty particular about it. They go, okay, no one can touch a board. No, we can do all kinds of shtick, but for 81 hours, I'm going to go after the longest live call-in radio talk show in history. And I should say, Lee, that they weren't going to give it to me. As you know, we battled back and forth quite a bit with Guinness. And they're like, well, you have to be a terrestrial radio station. I said, I tried to get a gig there. The people wouldn't even bring me on as a volunteer. They took one look at the brain shunt, and they were like, yeah, he's about a second away from vapor locking. So let's not have anything to do with him, right? I'm sure the attorneys got involved and said, oh, there's got to be a liability there. So they didn't have me on, so I decided, I'll start my own radio station, which we did, which is now called Counterpunch. Which is pretty cool. It's now called Counterpunch Media on IPM Nation. We'll be debuting the new logo tomorrow night. I promised that we were going to do
tonight. We're doing that tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, you know what happened was I was scampering around in the last 20 minutes trying to get the site up this evening, and I didn't download it. Oh, but Lee, if you have it, if you can post a picture up here in the thread, that'll keep me at least honest for the people that were here. And tomorrow night, we'll do that. Thank you, brother. We'll do the big.
Can I post it? I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Or you know what? Post it on your site. I got to get one of those with a rim shot.
Okay, we'll carry on while I'm trying
so we'll
to
do that. We'll get the picture up so you can see what the new website looks like. And the new logo for the website looks like over at IPM Nation. Thank you very much to Jenny and Matt today warning me that they will tolerate no more name changes at IPMNation.com. So it's always nice to start the day off getting yelled at by your boss. So we have that. But what I decided when the radio station said no to me, all the times Guinness said no to me, I go, wait a minute. I've built an entire radio studio, the boards, the microphones, the call-ins, the this, the that, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of, you know, audio stuff and sound scrubbers and cameras and all these other things, right? And I said, but you're going to turn your back on internet radio. It doesn't seem to make much sense. Why would you stick with terrestrial? Terrestrial, right? Everyone's going internet. Well, Guinness emailed me back and said, you know what? You're in. We'll give you the official bid if you think you can do it. So that's how we got to the 81 to win. And how's it looking, Lee? Is it? Should we announce it? Is it ready to go? BrianBrody.com/81 to win.
We're up. We're looking good. And I'm trying to find a logo file that I can actually put in.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll say hello to Heather. Heather, good evening. Thank you for joining us here at All Natural Being. You know what? I got to watch because when people's names come up in green on my phone, maybe they're not actually joining us. They're watching from a distance. But it's nice to see your smiling icon come up, however you're coming to hang out with us. Thank you very much, Heather. And then Alex and Wayne, thank you very much as well. you know what I was thinking, Lee, too, is when Wayne called in, we ought to have Wayne call in. Hey, Wayne, do me a favor. Call us on 614-656-7931. 614-656-7931. If you get a chance, give us a holler here. We've got about 7 minutes left in this episode. So, Lee, that's my thought or take on 81 to win. What say you? What do you think about?
I totally dig it. I think that you know, we're finally getting under it. You know, we've been talking about it for so long, and like now finally, we've kind of had the oh poopy, we need to get some stuff done. So like, right. You know, all of the running's about, you know, the hasslings of Rick Astley, you know, which is still happening on an ongoing basis.
Is there an order of protection against you yet? You got an order of protection yet? All right, here we go. Let's see.
Well, you know.
Hold that thought. Good evening.
Okay.
Welcome to All Natural Being. Who's this?
What do you want now?
What do I want? It's 5 after I'm doing a show, and you're like, hey, I was thinking of having pork chops tonight. Hey, thank you for getting everything put together. I thought, you know what? No one's going to believe me that the site was down. But if anyone could give a technical explanation, right, as to what went on, there may be a surprise on brianbrody.com/81 to win, Alex says. Wayne, what'd you have to do to work your magic to get the site back up? Thank you very much, by the way.
Basically it was just the DNS appointing the domain to the site, to the new site.
Okay.
So I basically just gave ownership to Alex so he can go ahead and do that.
Poor Alex. All right, so then what you're saying is since you've given ownership to Alex for everything over there, I should go ahead and make sure that all the things that all the monthly finances that I have to do, make sure it bills tonight, like in the next 10 minutes.
You can't do anything with it right now until he returns it back to you.
Oh well. Hey, good luck with all those charges tomorrow, Alex. All right, so you got that done. Alex says there may be a surprise on brianbrody.com/81 to win. Thank you. Alex says, Lee Rowley, I hope the logo is the same as before because I added it to the site. Well, Lee, maybe you better get over
you
there
did.
Before I start inviting everybody.
You're broadcasting live.
Yep.
On 81.
Right, yeah. So, okay. the Counterpunch Media logo is definitely up on the brianbrody.com/81 to win right now. So
oh, great.
Go ooh and aw over it.
Ooh and aw, yeah. There you go. So,
not just one, not just ooh, not just aw. You have to do both.
Ooh and aw, okay. And yes, Candace. Yep. Wayne's coming down for 81 to win. He'll be here in studio, so he'll be able to vouch for the fact, as will you, that Lee's hanging upside down in a gravity chair. Alex says, the
right
things
on.
We do for websites to be live. All right, Alex, so probably first thing in the morning we should catch up, because I don't want you paying those fees. So in the first thing in the morning we should catch up and figure out what we're going to do to switch everything else back. So, Wayne, thank you very much for that. Wayne, what else is going on? I know you're on me, and I mean that in a good way. You're always saying, hey, what do we got to do? We got to make sure we get people signing up. So you're another one that's helping keep me honest. So thank you very much for that. What are your major concerns about 81 to win and what we got to do to be ready?
Everything.
Yeah, I vote pork chops. All right, everything.
The amount of work and the time we have.
Yeah. Yeah, we're running out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be. But here's the thing. I look at guys like Colin O'Brady, who walked across to Antarctica, right? Snow skied across to Antarctica by himself. If a human being can mortal up and pull off a feat like that, I'll do whatever it takes to stay awake for 81 hours, right? And if it weren't for the fact that I'd be worried about what my voice could take, I'd go for 81 right now, right? But I don't think a human voice can stand. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to interject. Can you remind me what the rules are on when you can take breaks and how long
sure.
you have to speak or how long
sure.
you can go without speaking and all that nonsense?
Well, believe it or not, according to the rules, and maybe we should start going over some of those, according to the rules,
yeah.
Wayne can't even touch the board. Right? Like anything
okay.
it does to produce the show, I have to do. You get
– okay.
What do you get, Wayne? However, you get so much time to stop talking every 4 hours. So Wayne and I calculated it out, and Alex says, Wayne, Noel, thanks for the help mid-show. Couldn't have done it without you. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. What it basically means is for every 24 hours of broadcasting, I can take about an hour break. And then one of the other rules is that, like, I can't play recorded material. So I can't talk for an hour and a half and, like, Audible, read a book and then play that. It has to be live. And I can't have a guest give more, give an answer that lasts more than a minute, right? Like if you call in and I say, hey, Lee, could you do me a favor and expand upon War and Peace as a novel? And you go, Bri, I'd love to. And you talk for the next 25 minutes. That gets me gonged, right? That's enough for Guinness to go, nope, it's over. So
that answers my question about, I was actually like possibly like, you know, bringing in bands and stuff like that. So if they played a song that was longer than a minute, though, you'd be in trouble, though.
You know, believe me, I'd have a band coming in and playing Inagata Da Vida. Right? I've had bands coming in and doing everything I could. But, yeah, you're limited to the amount of time. Now, we're going to have a staff meeting, as you know, Lee. Wayne will be here, and we'll go over, meticulously go over every rule. But, yeah, it's pretty tight what you can do. You have to have people here to sign that you're actually doing it. There has to be video of it. And I said, well, I'm not worried about the video because we're going to do it live, right? It's going to be broadcast live wherever we ultimately decide that will end up. So it's going to be broadcast live. So that kind of handles some of the proof. But, yeah, there's a whole list of things that we'll need to do to get the world record. And but we're going to do it. So I thank you for asking. What do you think?
Absolutely.
What else should we be focusing on, Lee? How's everything going with Rick Astley?
It's going disastrously right now.
True to form.
So that's to be expected. So, right. You know, Yeah, he's going to start a big tour in April, and he's getting all cranked up for that. So I mean, I don't know if that's if we're going to be a big enough fish for this guy. But I'm just going to keep pestering the hell out of him until he gets over himself and just comes on our shows and does what the hell he's supposed to do.
And if you're Rick Astley, is it a big tour? I mean, like, do you do a world tour? Are you playing kids' parties? Well, I don't know where he fits anymore. So when you say he's doing a world tour, does he do backyard venues? Does he sell out 100,000 seat football stadiums? I don't know that much. What is he up to?
He's headlining at the O2 Stadium in London, which is, I mean, I don't know how many people that holds, but I'm assuming it's more than your average dive bar.
From someone that's played dive bars, I can tell you it doesn't take much to beat that number, but that's good news. Candace, Candace asks, what are the days and hours? Candace, it starts on sometime on a Thursday, let's say about the 10th or 11th. Wayne, do you know what the exact dates are? I know that it ends at 6 p.m. on the 14th of March, which is Valentine's Day. So I guess if we count back, Thursday to Friday, Friday to...
Wait a minute. You're in the wrong month.
Oh, am
March.
I? Yeah,
Valentine's Day.
Oh, did I say Valentine's Day? Oh, for all my Irish friends, please forgive me. St. Patrick's Day.
You even got the green wig and everything, man.
I know. What is wrong? Alzheimer's, right? Or at least amnesia.
The 14th, correct?
The 14th should be St. Patrick's Day. It finishes on the 14th. And all joking aside, it'll be a nice little thing.
I think it starts on Monday the 11th.
Oh, Monday is the 11th? So when is St. Patrick's Day? Like a Thursday? No, it can't be. I think it starts on a weekend. Oh, yeah, for crying out loud. You'd think I'd know where we're doing this. All right, hold on. Let me pull up my own calendar.
Provocative TV.
Alex
says. Three people arguing about when St. Patrick's Day is.
Yeah, oh, right. This is gripping. Site is back up. Sure is back. Oh, that must mean site is back up. All right, so let me just look here quickly. So, right. And you know what else makes this provocative TV? Lee? I got I'm standing here reading a cell phone, looking at a cell phone. So that's always good. Okay, so just January, February.
Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th.
What am I, in the wrong year? Yeah, Sunday, March 17th.
Apparently.
Right. So we go the 13th, 14th, 15th. So we go the 14th. No. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If the
17th, 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Yeah, I got it marked down on my calendar. 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, Candace. Those will be the dates. We'll kick it off on the 14th. I think bright and early in the morning, so I'm not spending all day running around. Bright and early in the morning and go through all the way till 6 p.m. on St. Patrick's Day. So those are our plans, at least as they sit right now. All right. Wayne, anything else that you can think you'd like to add?
Nope. I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Lee, what do you think? Anything else you'd like to add?
what's your vision for this? What would you want this to be? I mean, you know, to be able to step back at the end of this and the certificate's nice. Yeah,
right, sure,
whatever. Frame it on your wall.
Sure.
You know, something else to dust.
Right.
But
have a green beer with Candace.
What's the big takeaway? Yeah, what for you, I mean, what would be the biggest thing for you to say, I accomplished more than winning a Guinness World Record. I accomplished this.
Ooh.
What's that to you?
Oh, I'm going to take my first selfie ever. And I'm going to go over the radio station that refused to let me volunteer.
Right.
And I'm going to have my plaque, my world record. I'm going to have my plaque, and I'm going to take a selfie of me and my plaque in front of their call letters. And then I'm going to start on a real world tour, not playing the O2 or the CO2 convention hall in London, wherever it is. I'm going to start a real award tour hey, wait a minute, this radio station had an opportunity to do the right thing. Let me at least figure out how to work a soundboard and this and that. You know everything I've gone through. And nothing, crickets. So what's the giant takeaway? People go, oh, well, you're recovering from a brain tumor. Here's a little bit of that. Oh, yeah. You know, you had four brain surgeries. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. But no, it's the selfie in front of the radio station that ignored me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take that picture Well, that's it. That's the whole reason I'm doing this.
Will you do me a favor when you do that?
When
you go in and take that picture in there, will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Tell him to kiss my ass, too.
Well, thank you, brother. Candace says we need bagpipes.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, do you know how to play bagpipe? Lee knows how to do everything. You know how to play bagpipes?
No, but I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, I'll learn. How about Candace, I have to ask you, since you've been been with me for a long time, how about a didgeridoo? Oh, now that I probably put over there. How about a didgeridoo? That's what I'll play as a didgeridoo through the 81 to win. But we got to be careful, Wayne, because maybe they'll say, no, you weren't actually talking. You were playing a didgeridoo. So we'll have to check that.
We're just going to have to go back and read all the rules.
I know. I mean, that's going to be an
event. I think all we've done is glanced over them. I think we need to sit down and read them.
Okay. Are you coming down sometime soon so you, Lee, and I can sit and go over all this?
I guess I'm going to have to.
There you go. Have to. Alex says the best revenge is massive success. I agree. So, Alex, so that's just how shallow I am. I want a picture with the world record next to the river. And I think it's 103.5 here in Columbus. Probably not supposed to say that out loud, but
wrong with that.
No, it's not like I'm saying the station director's name. Well, I didn't say that, right?
No.
That's just it.
No.
Right? Mm. And I would if I could find his business card, but I'm pretty sure I drew a mustache on it a while ago. I don't know where that could be. So that's it for me. And then also, for people that are challenged by different physical ailments, to think to themselves, wow, you know what? Brain tumor, that sounds like a kind of inconvenience. And he recovers from the brain tumor and then goes after a world record. So that's what I'm what I'm up to.
I think this all comes back to your new tagline. Crush your can.
Crush your
can. I mean, that's what it's about, and you're giving people the inspiration, and I know you hate the word motivation, you're giving the people the wherewithal, the permission. I like to use the word permission. Because, all that motivation is really inside there, and really sometimes all you need is just somebody to, Wayne, say it.
Here's what I love about it. I hit the crying baby, and I hit the crying baby, and he yells at Wayne. I love it.
Oh, goodness gracious! But anyway, yeah, we're talking about it. We're actually talking good radio stuff here now. So whatever Wayne does.
Do whatever. Yeah, whatever, Wayne. Wayne, I can't believe you hit the sound of that flushing toilet.
Yeah, but you're giving people permission to get the heck out of their own way and accomplish something do something with the time that they've got on this plane.
I hope so. And I hope that's the way people look
at
it.
That's what I think this is about.
And, they may not be all that serious with it, but that's what I hope to do. Let me say quickly hello to Brian Bouchard. Brian, I was just bragging about you earlier. It's not like I have an expertise like you do with race cars. So I even said to this radio station, I don't want to work in the carpool, but I'll empty your trash, I'll vacuum your carpets, I'll rake leaves because the doctors don't want me bending over shoveling snow, but I'll do anything I can. And all I'd like to do, you don't have to pay me, all I'd like to do is just stand in your studio and watch you work a soundboard because there's a lot of buttons and knobs and sliders and everything else. I had no clue, as you guys know, I had no clue what I was doing. You know what I mean? Brother Wallman says, when looking forward, you can leave pain behind. My spinal stenosis is a challenge, but I got through life on the horizon. And I will absolutely say, when you see his pictures in Antarctica, you're like, wow, then now there's an explorer. Mm-hmm. So in getting back to that, it wasn't like I was Brian Bashar where I can go and go, look, I'll change the spark plugs on every car here. And they may have gone, wow, could you do the oil too? And I said, well, sure, I could. I mean, right, assuming I knew where oil is in a car, I could say, yeah, I would do spark plugs and oil. But I didn't know any of that, so I even told him up front, don't hire me for the carpool. Don't let me near your garage. But I'll volunteer to do anything else if you just teach me the soundboard. Let me see what it's like for a professional. And I sent a really nice phone call, really nice email. Then I know I saw the receipt. They got the email. Nothing. And the station is like 3 miles from the house.
Right.
So that's it. Yeah, that's how shallow I am. Yeah. Just to be able to stand there with the picture, take a selfie in front of their marquee going, kumbaya for everybody but me, apparently. Yeah. So hey. What are you going to do?
There's nothing wrong with being petty sometimes.
There's nothing. I know, right?
Not that I'm saying you're being petty, but, you know. That's okay. I'm just saying it if you are feeling, petty about it narcissistic or whatever it is. Yeah. But, you know, you're entitled to it. Who cares?
Keep the compliments coming, brother. Keep the compliments coming. After all, my middle initial is P. My middle initial is P. It could stand for petty.
I don't know where you're going with that, but all right.
Well, I think it stands for Paul, but it could be petty. Wayne, final thoughts. I'm getting eyes from Wayne, and Wayne's like, yeah, I don't care if you go over now. We got nothing coming up here at the bottom of the hour. What else? Work on cars. I buy a new one when my warranty expires. Brian Bouchard, if the vet broke on my road trip, I was selling it for a plane ticket. Brian, I happen to know you're a good bit smarter than I am when it comes to cars, but that is hysterical. Brian with a broke down vet going, well, I've got some fudge left over from Cabela's, and I'll trade that and what's left of this car for a plane ticket back to where I live. So that's very funny. All right, Wayne, final thoughts before we get out of here?
Final thoughts is I was just going to put down, 8:30 clock, 9 o'clock clock. 9:30 clock, 10 o'clock clock.
Yeah, no, I'm out of here. 45 minutes. It does remind me like the old days when the show used to be an hour. Remember those days? Used to be an hour. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Hey, if you look at it this way, if I did an hour now, I'd only have 80 more shows to do after this one, right? 80 mm-hmm. more shows. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm going to chunk it down. Right, as I may have mentioned, every hour is going to be its own show, right, guys? So you might be a company that wants to sponsor an hour. You might go, oh, we'd like that hour, and Lee came up with a great idea. I'll wear the T-shirt. We'll have the logos. We'll do everything in that hour. Will be all about that particular caller, that particular company, that particular business. And then so I'm just going to chunk it down and go, okay, here's 81, 80, 79, 78. All right, just go down a big list, make sure we get them all in. Brother Wallman says, P, ? You're in for big trouble. Oh, thank you, Heather. Heather's you're in for big trouble. Thank you. Heather says, loved it when it was an hour. So see, maybe that's something to think about, Wayne. Maybe we should take the show back to an hour. Just something to think about.
There's no reason you can't.
Brian Bouchard says, so what do you call a friend you haven't seen in years who invites you to lunch at a hunting and fishing store? He says, sure sign of brain damage. Mine, because I said, okay. Look, in fairness, he blows by in those vets at a couple hundred miles an hour. I just needed to find the biggest marquee that I could get to slow him down, and I figure, is there a bigger marquee in town than a Cabela's sign? So that was the reason behind that. I'm thinking, ooh, I just need a big place to say, oh, slow down, gear down, Mr. Corvette, gear down, and that's why I picked Cabela's. So, yeah, I guess we're both brain damaged. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Wayne, thank you for everything the last couple of days. And Lee, thank you very much, including Lee for the new logo, which is up. Lee put it in the thread. We'll be highlighting it tomorrow. So my apologies that it isn't here on the show, but we'll get that in. And we have some other announcements of some things that are going on. Candace says vets are number one. Candace, meet Brian. Brian, meet Candace if you don't already know each other. We have a very special show tomorrow night. Lee, do you want to maybe take a minute and talk about, we know we have a Copy That Speaks coming up tomorrow night. You want to make yep. mention of what we're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow marks the 6th anniversary of my wife and I's daughter's passing. She was she just had her 10th birthday a couple weeks before she passed away. And, you know, it's become a huge part of my story because, you know, I really went through some dark times with that. And, you know, I took some cues from her life and the way that she approached things. And really that's what has led me down this journey to authenticity, to trying to help people bring out the best in other people, because that's what she did. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say that, you know, most people get to live and continue their parents' legacy. It's been put upon us to live out our daughter's legacy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we that's something that we finally picked up and carried, you know, with mm-hmm. with honor and dignity the way it should be. So our guest tomorrow night is going to be the president of the Alagille Syndrome Alliance, Roberta Smith. Aria passed away from complications of Alagille syndrome, which is a rare genetic disorder. So we're going to be helping her. She's having some concerns with connecting with the families, and so we're going to see if we can write a value statement that helps her do that.
Gotcha. And I will also say that tomorrow night's episode, which I believe is like number 403, the 403rd mm-hmm. episode will also be in her memory. We'll be dedicating that show to her. And so I would love it. You're more than welcome, brother. I would love it if maybe you have a moment to call in, you know, before you come on over to the studio for your show at 9 p.m. Eastern. Of course, Copy That Speaks, 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. We're going to dedicate tomorrow night's entire show to the memory, and not just to the memory of Aria, but everything that you and Carla are doing to keep her smile alive, right? So my hope is to dedicate the whole, just everything surrounding the three of you as a family, and it's a dedication to that because it truly is inspiring. So thank you for sharing that with us, Lee. Anything else that you you think to add?
I think that's about it for now. I pretty much hijacked your show, and I appreciate okay. you letting me do that. It's good to know you just have a forum to just call in and just talk nonsense with people you really really dig being around.
Well, thank you, brother, very much. It's always a pleasure having you here. Wayne, it's always a pleasure having you and having your sets of eyeballs here in the thread. So we're going to go ahead, wrap it up about 15 minutes late. But I got to tell you, as I just said to Heather, thank you so very much. I'm kind of digging it. We might go back. Who knows? Maybe we go back to an hour-long episode. We'll have to see before too long. But Wayne, thank you very much. Alex, if you're still listening.
18 minutes, by the way.
18 over now. Yeah, look at me. Well, I had to take time
we
to take your call.
We might as well go for the full hour. Come on now.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's a replay of Vikings on tonight that I have to catch. So I got to get
on. Oh, well, yeah. No, just grab it then. Can't have that.
No, we can't have that happen. I got to get to bed. I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning. All right, Lee, thank you very much. Wayne, thank you very much. Alex, thank you for everything. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Brian Bouchard said 81 hours. Yes, 81 segments, not unlike this one right here. Thank you all so very much for joining me this evening. And it has been an absolute pleasure, as always, hanging out with you here at All Natural Being. We'll be back tomorrow night with a very special evening here at Now Counterpunch, ipmnation.com/counterpunch, a very special hour and a half kicking off at 8 p.m. Eastern with All Natural Being. And, of course, as we just said, Lee Rowley will be in studio at 9 o'clock for Copy That Speaks. A very, very special day tomorrow. So we're looking forward to sharing it with you. Thank you so very much again for hanging out with us here at All Natural Being. Until next time, remember, mortal up. Speaking of Lee, he came up with a great tagline. He called it Crush Your Can't. Good night, everybody.
IPMNation.com.